Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Vanessa Little, Director of Solutions Architecture at VMware. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hi.
So, Vanessa, why don't we just start out and tell me a little bit about what you do at VMware around solutions architecture. That's a very large title.
It is, yeah. So my team focuses primarily on integration architecture. So third-party companies that we want to integrate with the VMware vCloud NFV stack. So we try to pin things up in unique real-world use cases, things like Volte or SD-WAN, things that customers might actually want to deploy as opposed to just showcasing what the Vim platform can do.
Now, VMware obviously has a long history around driving virtualization solutions into the market. Tell me about how you guys view the comm service provider space and the solutions that you're delivering there.
Sure. So VMware decided a few years ago to take that space very seriously, and we defined a separate business unit to focus primarily on the comm space and the needs of telcos. And so what we've done is we've developed a product suite that is designed specifically for those particular requirements. And we've spun up a number of departments that focus on R&D and working closer with those customers to shape those products to really align with their goals.
Now, obviously, there's the transition of networks to virtualized alternatives. So a lot of the key learnings that the entire industry has gotten from deployment of virtualized solutions in data centers is now applying to comms environments, which lends itself to VMware solutions quite well. Tell me about the unique capabilities of VMware solutions for the comms market versus the solutions that you might be delivering for enterprise or public clouds.
So the nice thing is there's a lot of synergies there. There's a lot of overlap. So the lessons that we've learned in our tenure selling into the enterprise space, a lot of them translate into the comms space. But where it really gets interesting is in the networking space. The comms requirements are looking for much higher throughput, much more robust networks to handle fault tolerance and failures. In the enterprise space, the bar just isn't set quite that high. And in the comms space, it's extremely high to the point where we're now having to offer SLAs on our networking platform. And that was never really a reality in the enterprise space before.
Now, you talked about working with third parties to drive optimizations on top of the VMware stack for real-world use cases. What are the real-world use cases that you're hearing about, and where have you focused your team's time in terms of the engagements with the industry ecosystem?
So the latest hot topic that we've really been focused on is multi-access edge computing. So we're doing things like video transcode at the edge, a full Volte core that extends right to the edge to really optimize and minimize that network backhaul and start getting people thinking about what your platform needs to look like to make that transition into 5G.
Why do you think the time is right for the focus for the industry on the edge and for operators to really be building out their capabilities at the edge?
I think the two core drivers are 5G and IoT, and they're really kind of interlinked. But with IoT, you're looking at millions of devices, and you need to change the way you provide service to those devices. It's no longer cost effective to backhaul all of that traffic to the core of your network. And so you have to push things like analytics and authentication and as much as you possibly can, as close to the user as possible, because the cost of networks aren't going down at all. Things are not going to get cheaper fast enough to be able to use traditional networking models. And so now we have to change the whole architecture. We really have to shake things up. And the answer to that is multi-access edge computing.
Tell me how your solutions help within that environment in terms of trying to drive more network traffic to the edge, not backhaul everything to the core network.
So the great thing about VMware is we've always had a very extensible platform that could span across multiple data centers. So now when you translate this into a multi-access edge compute, it's really the same type of topology. So the technology was always there. It might have had different branding or different marketing behind it, but VMware's had an answer to this problem for a long time now. And it's a huge advantage to us now that we have to start working with our customers on shaping what does MEC really look like. And for VMware, our ace in the hole is really our NSX networking platform. Mm-hmm. The way we do SDN, makes these topologies really feasible and really easy today.
Intel and VMware have had an incredible collaboration over a decade, and we've been engaging in this space as well. Tell me a little bit about why it's important for VMware and Intel to work together in this space.
I think some of our greatest innovation has come from the collaborations with Intel, doing things like optimizing our performance with the Intel chipsets on the network cards as well as the CPUs. Intel is a real thought leader in that space, and in order to compete, especially in the service provider market, VMware had to do those exercises where we optimize and streamline our platform, and sometimes that's doing some co-development work and developing drivers. Sometimes that's standing up a lab and just doing some really deep dive performance testing and tuning. Without doing that with Intel, I don't think that we would have the advantage we have today.
Now, we came out with some new wrinkles to our collaboration. We made a nice joint announcement around network acceleration with DPDK as well as some other things. Can you tell me about why the focus on DPDK now?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge topic with our customers in the service provider space. They need to be able to accelerate their network without adding hardware to it. They need to find the lowest cost alternative to getting a large amount of data from A to B, and DPDK really helps accelerate that. So it's always been on our roadmap, but in our collaboration with Intel, we were able to accelerate that development and get it in our platform a lot sooner.
Now, I know that we have also worked on driver development around Intel pole mode drivers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting project. We were able to reach out directly to the Intel engineers and development team to really develop the highest performing and most effective drivers possible, as opposed to our team just looking at an SDK and trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. We had access to the core Intel engineers to say, you know what, these are the things you really need to think about. Here's where you need to focus. And so that collaboration was really fantastic. I think it was a good example of the collaboration really working.
When you talk about that deep level of collaboration, is that about the speed and being able to deliver new optimized drivers, or is it also in the overall performance of those drivers?
It's both. I mean, we get to market much sooner because we have that subject matter expertise at our disposal. And it also drives a much higher level of quality in what we're able to do.
Now, I also heard that you've got a new VNF onboarding program. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So about a year ago, we started having discussions about having a co-innovation project together to really tackle what is viewed as the biggest barrier to NFV adoption today, and that's VNF onboarding. It's extremely difficult. There are multiple different Mano solutions. There are different Vim solutions. Every VNF has a proprietary solution for how it's provisioned, how it stands up, how it's configured. And so companies are finding it's taking up to 6 months just to get a new product in their network. And the whole goal of NFV was that this stuff was supposed to be easy. Everything's supposed to go to market much sooner. This is why you bought the NFV platform. And in practice, they're finding that was not the case. So we got together with Intel and said, all right, what can we do about this? And we were really taking a three-pronged approach. And one is just raising awareness about what the problem is and really articulating the problem and making sure that we're all on the same page. And we do that through industry events, giving joint lectures at events like Mobile World Congress or the STN World Congress events. The second pillar is building a tool set to really make it a lot easier to onboard a VNF. There's an open source project that builds VNF onboarding tools, and it's got a web-based UI where someone can click through and in under 5 minutes, they've built a blueprint to onboard a VNF. This is typically a very cumbersome process that requires programming knowledge. It requires deep expertise into understanding your Mano layer and your Vim and your VNF. And now we've really distilled that down to a relatively goof-proof UI. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's flawless. It's still an open source project and it's a new one. And we're actively encouraging people to join the community and contribute code and contribute requirements. And the third prong that we're really spearheading with this is our work in the standards bodies organization. So both Intel and VMware participate jointly in standards bodies like ETSI. We work on open source Mano projects like OSM, where I sit on the steering committee with a member of Intel. We participate heavily in ONAP. We're one of the founding members. And so in joining those communities, we're really driving them toward certain levels of standardization and across platform collaboration so that it gets much easier and there's not so much uniqueness in each of these platforms.
Final question for you, Vanessa. If folks want to engage with VMware on the solutions that you've been talking about today, or want to engage in the Ready for NFE program, where would you send them for more information about this?
I would send them to www.vmware.com/go/NFE. Mm-hmm. That's our main portal for all of our NFE solutions. There's info about the certification programs there. We will be adding info about the VNF onboarding program. There's links to all of our open source community involvement. Pretty much everything you'd need to find is going to be on that website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks for the great collaboration between the companies. You guys are doing some great work here, and it's awesome to see the proliferation of the network to the edge and what that will create in terms of new types of experiences for users around the world. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.